The Ramah tells us in Simin Taf Tzadi Gimel that even though we're noeg throughout the period of Sfira, which is the time period Shemesu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, we know that we're noeg certain minhagei avelus. However, when it comes to Lag BaOmer, and there's a machlokas here between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, when exactly this Lag BaOmer is it during the day? Is it the next night? When exactly Lag BaOmer is? But the Ramah brings down that there is a inyan to have ktsas simcha on this day. Marbibo ktsas simcha. We know that at least certainly haircuts are allowed. Haircuts and shaving is allowed this year because since Lag BaOmer falls out on a Sunday, so you can shave already l'chavot Shabbos on Friday, I believe. And there's a machlokas about whether we say tachnun. Well, tachnun itself, we certainly don't say on Lag BaOmer itself. There's a machlokas regarding the day before. It's a machlokas between the Levush and the Ma'aril about whether the day before, at Mincha the day before, whether we say tachnun. On the day itself, we certainly don't say tachnun. But it's very strange because this whole idea of Lag BaOmer is not mentioned anywhere in Shas. It's not mentioned in Bavli. It's not mentioned in Yerushalmi. Even the early Midrashim, Midrash Agada, they mention Halacha, excuse me, don't mention this day of Lag BaOmer. So where is Lag BaOmer? What is Lag BaOmer? Where does it come from? The Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look in the source sheet here, says in Simen Taf Tzadi Gimel, Simen Beis, Sif Beis, Noagim Shlolu Stapir Ad Lamed Gimel BaOmer, Sheomrim She'az Pasku Milomus. We just taught in Sif Aleph that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva all died during this time. So what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us in Sif Beis? What's the reason that on Lag BaOmer there's a leniency and we're allowed to start shaving? Why? She'omrim She'az Pasku Milomus. Because they say that on that day they stop dying. First of all, that expression is very strange. What do you mean? If they stop dying, so say that they stop dying, and that's why. What do you mean they say? She'omrim. They say that on this day they stop dying. And the truth is that if we look at the source in the Gemara that discusses the death of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, this is in Yevamos and Daf Samach Beis and Beis, we're going to read through the whole source. It's a couple of lines here, but it's important that we get the entire Gemara here, right in the middle of the page. Ditanya, Rabbi Yoshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua taught, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso, Yisa Isha Bizaknuso. If a person married a woman when he's young, and his wife, I guess, is no longer alive, or he's no longer married to her, Yisa Isha Bizaknuso, he should also marry a woman when he's older. Hayulo Banim Bialduso, if he has children in his youth, when he's younger he has children, Yelo Banim Bizaknuso, he should also try to have children when he's older. He should continue to have children. Shenamar, and he quotes the Pasuk, Baboker zara zarecha, ulo erev al tanach yadecha. Ki einecha yodeya eze yikasher. You don't know, you should, if in the morning, if you planted seeds in the morning, in the evening you should continue to plant, because you don't know which of the saplings, which of your plants are going to really take root, which ones are going to be, are going to grow up to be big trees one day. And certainly the reference here, the Pasuk in Koheles, the reference here is towards having children. That a person should continue to have children because you have to continue to have children. You don't know. Well, you know, you had children in your youth. You don't know what's going to happen with those children. And you continue to have children. V'yim shneim ke'echa tovim. Rabbi Akiva omer lama Torah b'yalduso yelma Torah b'ziknuso. Rabbi Akiva says, no. That's not what the Pasuk is referring to. It's not talking about having children. It's talking about teaching Torah. Or learning Torah. You learn Torah when in your youth, so you should learn Torah when you're older. Hayulo Talmidim bialduso, yelo Talmidim bizaknuso. If you have Talmidim when you're younger, so you should continue to have Talmidim when you're older. Shenemar babokar zara zarecha, v'chule, the same pasuk. This idea of continuing. Amru shneim asar elef zugim Talmidim hayulo Rabbi Akiva migivas at Antiparis. They say that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim, from Givas ad Antiparis, from this city until that city. The Kulan Mesu Beparak Echad, but Neshlo Nagu Kavod Zeluzah. And they all died during one time period. Why? Because they weren't knowing Kavod Zeluzah. V'hayu ha'olam shamein. And the world was desolate of Torah. Ad Sheba Rabbi Yekiva, Eitzel Rabbi Osenu Shebedarom, and so Rabbi Yekiva got up, he went, Vishana Lehem, and he taught new Talmidim. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Vehem Heim, Hemidu Torah, Osasha. And they're the ones who were able to preserve Torah at that time. Rabbi Yekiva lost all his Talmidim. He didn't give up. He found five new Talmidim. He taught them. Kula Mesu, going back, Tana, we have another Tanaitic source that describes what happened during that Perek Echad when all these Talmidim died. Kula Mesu mi Pesach v'ad Atzeres. They all died from Pesach through Atzeres, the period of the Omer. Amrav Chama bar Abba v'itim Rav Chia bar Ovin. Kula Mesu mi Sarah. They all died a horrible death. Mahi, what was this horrible death? Amrav Nachman Askara. Very painful death. Askara. It's the end of the Gemara. So you see very clearly in the Gemara. The Gemara very clearly tells us about the death of the Talmidim during the period of the Omer. From Pesach until Shavuos, we're told explicitly in the Gemara about the death of the Talmidim. But what aren't we told about? What's very blatantly missing? Any mention of Lag BaOmer, of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopping to die. In fact, it says the opposite in the Gemara. What does it say in the Gemara? They died from Pesach ad Shavuos. They died until Shavuos. So, what do you mean they stopped dying at Lag BaOmer? What is this rumor that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that they say that they were Paschal Milamos? So the Meiri here on the Gemara, right here in Yevamos, the Meiri comments, he quotes a tradition from the Gaonim, and he says there's a tradition from the Gaonim that even though the Gemara says they died until Shavuos, that's Lav Dafka, and there's the Kabbalah from the Gaonim that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. And that perhaps is where the Shulchan Aruch is coming from. This, they say, this Omrim, why does he say it in that funny Lashon? They say, because it's a Kabbalah, it's a tradition. We don't have an exact source in Gemara, we don't have a source for it in the Midrashim. There's a Kabbalah from the Gaonim that was the Metzias, that was the reality. There are other Sfarim, there's a Sefer HaManhig, who quotes a slightly different Girsa of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch here, if you take a look at the bottom of the page. So the Gra is Mitzayin, a Medrash like this, that says that they died ad pros Atzeres, not until Atzeres. They have an extra word in the Gemara, ad pros Atzeres. The Sefer HaManik tries to explain that pros really means 15 or 16 days before, and that's a reference to Lag BaOmer. It tries to work out the math, the cheshbon for us, how it comes out to Lag BaOmer. But certainly in the text of the Gemara that we have, all we really can rely on is this Kabbalah from the Gaonim. Now there's a problem though, if this is the explanation of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is because the Talmidim stopped dying. The Pri Chadash, one of the great Sephardi commentators in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pri Chadash asks a very obvious question. You're celebrating Lag BaOmer because why? Because the Talmidim stopped dying? Guess what? Guess why they stopped dying? Because they were all dead. You know why they stopped dying? Because there were none left. That's why they stopped dying. So that's why you're celebrating? You're celebrating, the Pri Chadash says? We thought they died until Shavuos. No, actually they all died much earlier. They were finished dying by Lag BaOmer. Alright, party time. So the Pri Chadash says, doesn't make any sense. That's why we're celebrating Lag BaOmer? So there's another suggestion that perhaps what it means that they stopped dying doesn't mean that they stopped dying, like they were completed. No, the Gemara is correct. They continued dying until Shavuos. What does it mean that they stopped dying? It means they paused. On this day of Lag BaOmer, for whatever reason, we don't necessarily now know why. Up until now, we thought Lag BaOmer was special because they completed dying at that point. But the Pri Chadash pointed out the problem with that. So now we say, no, you know what happened? They continued dying until Shavuos, but there was a break. There was a ceasefire. For those 24 hours of Lag BaOmer, nobody died. And that's why we celebrate. That's a little bit better. We're celebrating the fact that there was a stoppage in the dying. Again, that would mean that there's some underlying special element to Lag BaOmer, which we don't know what it is now. Also, it's a little bit strange, and we can ask a question on this suggestion as well. Very nice they stopped dying, but guess what? The next day, they continued dying. So, if you have a ceasefire in the middle of a war, and then the war continues, and you get destroyed and decimated by the enemy, you're not really going to celebrate so much that one day of ceasefire. You're right, it's happy there was a day that they stopped dying. But the Maisa, it continued afterward. They continued to die. Strange that we would establish this as a day of celebration. Again, if it was just a pause in Avelus, like we can stop and maybe we could shave. It's one thing. But remember, the Rama said there's Ketas Simcha on this day. So where's the Simcha coming from? Granted, maybe for this reason we stop fasting, or we stop mourning, excuse me. But why Ketas Simcha? So let's try to look for another suggestion. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is our earliest source, perhaps. I'm going to say that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Another very early source, but certainly if we look at halacha, in the grand scheme of halacha, these sources are all very late. We have this Kabbalah from the Gaonim, and that's basically the earliest we're going to get. You know, a little bit pre the Rishonim. we all know that Lag BaOmer is very much connected with which person in history? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now that relationship to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a Tana. So he's certainly going to be from an older time period, close to the Common Era, second century. But we don't actually have any data about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai being connected to Lag BaOmer until much, much later. And that's the time period of the Arizal. They say that this day is connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai because perhaps why? What happened on this day? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died. Right. That's certainly the most classic explanation of what happened. And let's take a look here in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim. You probably don't use the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim so much. I certainly don't. Pri Eitz Chaim, this is on the source here, is a Kabbalistic Sefer written by Rav Chaim Vital, recording the teachings of his teacher, who is the Arizal. And Rav Chaim Vital here records from the Pri Eitz Chaim, take a look on page Tuf Kuf Lamed. V'zman hazeh, v'inyan hochem al kever Rashbi. I want to talk a little bit about this minog that people go to the kever of Rashbi. V'meiron, v'lamed gimel v'omer. Anira isi l'morizal, zeh shmona shanim. I've already seen for 8 years that he used to go there with his wife and his kids. V'hoyah sham gimel yomim, and he used to stay for 3 days. This is Rav Chaim Vital speaking about his Rebbe, the Arizal. Gam Haley Haris, Shoshana Echad Kodem, Shikarti Yosef. 1 year before I met the Arizal, or before I met the Ris, I'm not sure. Shahalach Sham the Galeach has been no. Sounds like the Arizal. That the Arizal went to shave his son's head. Bimishteh, Vesimcha, Biyamim Ahem. That's, we all know this, the idea of upshearing on Lag BaOmer. Gam Haley, this is Avraham Halevi. Kihu haya noeg lomer nachem in birchas tishkon. What's birchas tishkon? One of the svardim in the room, tell me. Uvnei Yerushalayim. What Ashkenazim say uvnei Yerushalayim. So in the svardic liturgy, so it's that bracha of the Shmona Esrei starts with tishkon. And in tishkon, this Rav Avram used to always say every day in tishkon. What would he say? Nachem. When do we say nachem? Tisha B'Av. Why did he say it every day? He was so connected to the structure of the Beis Hamikdash, he used to say Nachem every single day. Ukishemisayim achar atfilah, and when he said it after davening, I'm assuming that he said it on Lag BaOmer in this story here. Omer Mori, the Arizal said, v'shem Rav Shimon ben Yochai akavar sham. He said in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, she'omar li, that Rav Shimon bar Yochai said to me, this is what the Arizal said, Rav Shimon bar Yochai just told me, you know, you just finished davening, but Rav Shimon bar Yochai just told me, Omer le'ish hazeh, tell this guy, this Rav Avram, Lamu Omer Nachem biyom simchasi? Why is he saying Nachem on my day of happiness? Why is he mourning? Lachen hu yihyeh b'nachama bizman karov. He's saying Nachem? Well, he's going to need Nachem very soon. V'chein lo yatza chodesh ad shemes b'no agadol. Rachman al-Litzlan, lo aleinu, what happened? That his son passed away, this Rav Avram. V'kibo kos nechama alav. Nira mikol zeh, sheyesh shoresh liyitziyazu. So the Rav Chaim Vital says, you see from here that there's certainly there's some backing to this minhag of celebrating Lag BaOmer, going up to the Kever Rashbi. V'hatam, let's read these words carefully because it's very hard to read these words. V'hatam, and what's the reason? Shemes Rashbi b'yom lamigil b'omer. And the reason is, why are we celebrating? Because Rashbi died on Lag BaOmer. He was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Shemesu b'Sfira Sa'omer, who died during Sfira Sa'omer. So what's he trying to tell us at the very end? The reason why we celebrate Lag BaOmer is because Rashbi died on that day,
And he was one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva who died during Sfiras Omer. What we're saying is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of the Talmidim who was not knowing Kavod Zeh V'Zeh and died during this time period, and we're celebrating that death? That obviously can't be. The Gemara Yivam has already told us that after the death of all the Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva went and found five new Talmidim. Who was one of those Talmidim? Rabbi Shimon. Stam Rabbi Shimon, by the way, in Mishnah. Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Whatever it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So obviously he wasn't one of the Talmidim who died. He certainly wouldn't be celebrating then. So how do you read this? The Hatam is because he died, and he was one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva who died, and he didn't die during this time period. So he died later. So we celebrate his death because he was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and yet he didn't get swept up in the same fate that was swept that all the other Talmidim were swept up in. And that's why we're celebrating his death? It's not clear. Anyone have any other suggestions? It's not clear what this line means. Yeah? Nice and loud. Yeah, you're giving me, I'm talking about it within here. You're bringing out outside sources. You know too much. I want to know, based on this paragraph, how do you read this line here? What does this mean, that we celebrate his death because he was one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva who died? He obviously wasn't one of the Talmidim who died during the plague, and we wouldn't celebrate that then if he did. Unless it means that we're celebrating the fact that he was a Talmud, yet he didn't die. He died late. It's like a Hilula.
Right.
It's, we're... And he adds this, just, why does he add this at the end, that he was one of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva who died during Sfiras Omer?
He happened to be one of the Talmidei, and he died during Sfiras Omer, not necessarily everyone else died.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're saying, he's just saying that he also happened to have died during this time period, but not for the same reason, because it was years later. Okay. In other words, like a biographical, it's a biographical side point.
It's like there's a...
Brackets. Right, these are all just like a positives, meaning like it's just, right, okay, they're just defining who we're talking about. Okay, Lemaisa, we have a practice, many of us are aware there's a practice, there's a custom that people go up to Meron, to Rashbi's Kever on Lag BaOmer. And certainly that implies a relationship between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Lag BaOmer. We're told that even the Beis Yosef himself, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, went up, who says that the reason was because Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died during this time period, and they stopped on that day, that the Beis Yosef himself went up. Now the Chassam Sofer, who you should know, this is very important, you should know this, the Chassam Sofer was very outspoken against a lot of the practices that go on in Lag BaOmer and Meron. Specifically about the burning of, they burn clothing and they burn things, they shech things. Depends who you hang out with. But there are people there who are burning things, there are people there who are shechting things, goats and other types of creatures. So the Chassam Sofer, you should know, in general is very against the practice of all of the celebration that was going on Lag BaOmer. This is the Chassam Sofer that's quoted in regards to other days in the calendar, where he speaks very vehemently against, very strongly against creating new holidays and starting new holidays. It's brought up in the discussion, yes, it's brought up in the whole sukkah of Yom HaAtzmaut. This Chassam Sofer is discussed. This Chassam Sofer has a lot of important gems in it. But one of the things he says is he doesn't understand, if the whole big idea here is that somebody died, he doesn't understand why we should celebrate the death of a person. And the Sholem Meshiv, another one of the great postkim, famous Shas Tshuvas, the Sholem Meshiv. So he adds that if anything, we should be fasting on this day. This should be a day of tefillah, of fasting. You know, maybe go up to the kever and say Tehillim and learn. And he says, Pashit, that if the Beis Yosef really went up there, he says, if he really went up, it's Pashit that he went there to fast and to daven. He didn't go there and dance around a fire and have a big party and barbecue. So that's clearly not what you do on the on the death of a tzaddik. You fast, you do tshuva. So the Chassam Sofer and the Sholem Meshiv are beside themselves. They don't really understand why this would be the proper celebration if that's really what happened here. And again, this is our second suggestion of what Lag BaOmer is all about. Either it's because the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, either they stopped dying or they paused dying during this time. Our second suggestion is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai died on this day, but again, this is
this is I don't know, fraught with problems, but it's there are many problems that arise with this suggestion. There are those who try to answer it. Zevin in his Sefer quotes from the Sefer Lev Aryeh. He says that, you know, we know that the Talmidim at this time, there was a gezeira from the Romans to kill the Talmidei Chachamim, and Rishon Bar Yochai died a nice death on his deathbed, and he wasn't killed by the Romans. So that's what we're celebrating. And we're not celebrating the fact that he died, we're celebrating how he died. That he died as an old man at the end of his life, and he wasn't killed earlier by the Romans. Certainly, like we were saying a few minutes ago, maybe, then there's a celebration about the fact that he did die with all of the other Talmidim, and he was able to, and he survived. There's a Zohar that was mentioned by our maybe local Zohar scholar. There's a Zohar that mentions that on the day of his death, he started to reveal lots of secrets of Torah. And the Talmidim were nervous. They saw that he was dying. They saw that he was revealing secrets. And they were nervous that he was going to die before he had revealed all the secrets that were needed to be revealed. And then when he finished revealing the secrets and he passed away, so they celebrated the fact that they that the world was Zohar to all of the secrets of the of Rashbi. But all of this is all assuming that the day that we're celebrating is the day that Rashbi died. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get there. We're not going to address directly, but we'll see as we get closer to the end of our discussion. there is another suggestion. If you read carefully, when Rav Avraham HaLevi was mourning on this day, Rashbi had a tainai. What was the tainai? Did he say to him, "Hey, why are you celebrating on the day of my death?" Is that what he said? No, what did he say? The day of my simcha. Then Rav Chaim Vital said at the end, the reason why we celebrate is because it's the Yom Shemesh. Right? Everyone look on the page. I want you to notice those two locations, because we're going to come back to them very soon. Right in the middle of the paragraph, first word in the line is Le'ish Hazeh. Lama hu omer nachem biyom simchasi. Underline that. Biyom simchasi. Then at the end of the piece, three lines later, the hatam, what's the reason for all the celebrating? Shemes Rashbi biyom lam gimel ba'omer. Because he died. We're going to look at another source in the writings of Rav Chaim Vital, because there Rav Chaim Vital brings down similar traditions, but with slight differences, and I think it's going to be important if we look at it carefully. Look at the Shara Kavanos. This is another sefer of Rav Chaim Vital. And here, in the Sfiras Omer, again, this is a sefer of Rav Chaim Vital based on the teachings of his Rebbe, the Arizal. So take a look at the top arrow. Inyan Minhag. Shinogu Yisrael Aleches Yom Lamigimel Ba'omer Al Kibre Rashbi. There's a Minhag. Kla Yisrael go to the Kever of Rashbi, Rabbi Elazar Ben Nun. Asher Kvurim Be'ir Meiron Kenodo. Like everybody knows, they're buried in Meiron. The Ochlin, the Shosim, the Smechim Sham. They eat and they drink and they have parties. Ani Ra'isi Lamori, I saw my Rebbe. Shehalach l'sham pamachas b'yom lamigim b'omer, hu b'chol anshe beiso, v'yashav sham shloshi yamim rishonim shal ha-shavua ahu, v'zaya pamachas sheba mimitzrayim. This is when he first came from Egypt. Aval ini yodeya, im az hayabaki v'yodeya b'chach ma'azu ha-nifla sheheisech acharkach. I don't know if he was as steeped in Kabbalistic literature and his Kabbalistic knowledge as he is now, which is just an interesting line that he throws that in there. Some type of different kufas in the lifetime of the Arizal in terms of what he was studying. We know, though, the Arizal was a Talmud of who? The Shita Mekubetzes, right? Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. He even worked with him on certain mesechtas. The Arizal in his life, which makes sense, at certain times of his life, he was focusing on certain areas of learning. Certain parts of his life, he was focusing on other parts. Skip to the next paragraph. And now let's put our radar on to read carefully. Gam Hayat Harav Rabbeinu Avraham HaLevi. If you were wondering how I knew before that Reish Aleph stood for Rav Avraham, so here's how I knew, because in this other source, we see his full name. Ki b'shana haniskeres, we're getting more details. It was that same year. Halach gam husham, he also went up to Meiron. Now he realized it was actually at the kever that place, that whole story took place. He wasn't like sending in like France, saying Nachem, and he got, you know, zapped over there in France. He actually went with the Arizal up to Rashbi's kever. And he said it at the kever. The gambi also sham amar nachem. The achar she gamar ha'amida. When he finished monesre, amar le mori, my Rebbe, the Arizal said, ki ra beheketz. Getting more details again. He saw in a vision, as Rashbi, he saw Rashbi in a vision. Omed al kivro, he was hovering over the kever. Be amar lo, emor el ha'ish hazeh Avram Alevi. Tell this guy Avram Alevi. Kilama omer nachem biyom simcha seinu. Why are you saying nachem on our day of simcha? Who's our day? V'hinei, lochein hu yiyeh b'necham u'mekarov. The Kasafti calls that, and the reason I'm telling you all this, I'm not just trying to spook you out. You should know that there's backing to this minhag. Ki Rashbi, hu mechamisha talmidav hagedolim sharbi Akiva. He was one of the talmidim. V'lochein zman simchaso piyom lamed gimel laomer. He was one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, and his man Simcha is on Lam and Gimel Ba'Omer.
He started having proof of the fact that there was a Vishnah.
It's not Halachic Psak. It wasn't Halachic Psak. He didn't tell him it's Asher to do it. He told him, I'm just letting you know, because you did that, you're gonna get punished. And he was punished. Wasn't Halachic Psak. You're right, but that's a whole other discussion. You're right, but that's not for now. For another time, if we pass it based on visions, Loba Shamayim, the Gemara Baba Metzia, for another time. But what's a very major difference between this version? There are a number of differences. What we see is very different. What's not mentioned in this source? That what did not happen on, or at least what is not indicated that it happened on Lama Gimel Ba'Omer? Nothing about Rabbi Yeshua Bar Yochai dying. Right? It says, again, that it's a very similar structure. After the story, he gives us like his little sikum about Rashbi, and what does he say? Ki Rashbi was one of the five Talmidim. V'lochein zman simchaso v'yal lamigim ba'omer. What was the girsa on the other page? Someone read it to me. What was the girsa on the other page? V'hatam? Meso, right. So, what's going on here? From this source, it seems like the whole Indian here is that it's the Yom Simcha of Rashbi. So in fact, Rav Yaakov Hillel, who any of you bought the Ra'ah on Brachos, for what we're learning, that was put out by Chevras Avas Shalom, I think it's called, which is the Mossad run by Rav Yaakov Hillel. Rav Yaakov Hillel is a Rav who lives in Yerushalayim nowadays, a major Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. So Rav Yaakov Hillel put out a whole sefer about the Lag Ba'Omer, and in there, he mentions the stira between Shara Kavanos and the Sefer Pri Yitzchayim, and he says that he looked at the earliest editions of Shara Kavanos, and he looked at the manuscripts in the Oxford Library. And in the manuscript edition, you know what it says here? Take a look, follow along in the Shara Kavanos. It says, sorry, not in the Shara Kavanos, in the other one, in the Pri Eitz Chaim. Go back to the Pri Eitz Chaim. What does it say in the last line? V'hatam, Shemesh Rashbi, V'yom Lamagil, V'omer. It says, V'hatam, Sheh, says Shin, Mem, and then it has a little chitchik mark. Now, I don't know what the official term for that is. A shmitchik, not a chitchik, a shmitchik. It says shin mem with a little dash or a line. That's the official shmitchik, is the official term? Okay, with a little line on top, which is very common in manuscripts. In manuscripts, they were writing it by hand. They didn't want to write out whole words. So they would start writing the word, and they would just make a little line, and you knew to finish the word. So it said shin mem. And Rabbi Yaakov Hillel thinks that perhaps the earliest people, they thought that Shin Mem stood for Shemes. They didn't realize that it was really Simchas, or something along those lines. And that way he's able to square the two sources. Whether that's true or not, clearly in both sources we see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself says that this is a day of Simcha. And in the second source, in the Shara Kavanos, even the Sikum line at the end says that the reason why we celebrate it, because this is the day of the Simcha of Rashbi. In fact, even says Simcha Seinu, our Simcha. What's our Simcha? So perhaps we can assume, either like the Zohar that we saw, that there were all these secrets that were let out on that day. This is the day of Simcha. But another suggestion might be there's another event that we're told happened at Lag Ba'Omer, connected with the life of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Anyone know what it is? It was a Gemara Baba Metzia. We know that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had to hide in a cave. For how many years? I think it was a little more. I think it was 13 years. 13 total years that he was in the cave with who? With his son. who he happens to be buried with on Meron. So perhaps when it says Zman Simcha, Seinu, our Simcha, what's the Simcha? What's the day that we're celebrating? It's the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son got out from the cave. How do you remember, by the way, on what day he came out from the cave? Because the Gemara that discusses this is on what daf? Daf Lamed Gimel, right. Lav, Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel, of course, obviously, the dafim of the Vilna Shas were established in the 1500s by Daniel Bamberg, who was not even a Jew. So the printers, the earliest printers of Vilna Shas, so it happens to be a very nice coincidence that Lama Gimel, Daf Lama Gimel, is the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai when he emerged from the cave. But that could be the Simcha. Perhaps that's Zman Simcha Seinu, our Simcha, meaning you're standing here at our cave, and it's our Simcha, meaning myself and my son. It was our day of Simcha that we emerged. These are all suggestions of what we're celebrating. But I want to give a different shot of what we're celebrating on Lag BaOmer. And I think this might be the, I don't want to, you know, say the truest pshat, but I think it's the one that perhaps would ring strongest and loudest with us. And the truth is that maybe there could be more than one truth. Maybe some, a bunch of these things are being commemorated with Lag BaOmer. But there's another thing that we commemorate and we celebrate on Lag BaOmer, which is vital as B'nai Yeshiva, as B'nai Torah. It's vital to our understanding of Lag BaOmer. And that is that on Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva started teaching his new students and or brought down different sources. They may have also received smicha from Rabbi Akiva. Remember that the Gemara tells us the Pri Chadash brings this down. The Pri Chadash, when we ask that original question, how can you why would we celebrate them stopping to die in Lag BaOmer? If they stopped dying, it's because they were finished dying. So the Pri Chadash suggests that that's the day when Rabbi Akiva, remember what happened at the end of the Gemara there? What happened in Yevamos? All the Talmidim died. What happened? Torah was going to be lost. Rabbi Akiva said no. He stood up. He went and he found five new Talmidim. He gave them smicha. He learned with them. He taught them. And they were matnid Torah, the Doros. So Lag BaOmer is a celebration, the Pri Chadash suggests, of Rabbi Akiva's teaching of the Talmidim. It's a celebration of Torah Sheval Peh. It's a celebration of the vibrancy of Torah and the dedication of Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva started from fresh. He lost all of his Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim lost. Other people would have said, forget it, Torah's done. I spent my life teaching Talmidim. But Rabbi Akiva stood up. He rededicated himself. And this is reflective of the primacy of Torah Sheval Peh, of Rabbi Akiva's dedication of his amelus and learning. And this perhaps is what we're celebrating. Rav Tzadok goes with a similar approach in the Pri Tzadik on Lag BaOmer, and he says that really the day that we should be celebrating should be connected to Rabbi Akiva, because Lag BaOmer is all about Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, about him teaching his Talmidim. But since Rabbi Akiva was tortured and killed in such a horrible way, we don't want to make a Simcha, day of Simcha connected to him, since his life ended in such a tragic way. So therefore we connect it to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was his prime Talmud. But the truth is, we know that our Mishnah, Yudah Nasi, our Mishnah, comes primarily from Rabbi Meir, from Rabbi Akiva, who learned from Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, all the Talmidim who came from Rabbi Akiva. There are many different strains of Torah Sheval Peh, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, all different strains. Our strain of Mishnah, our Torah Sheval Peh, came from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva to his Talmidim, to Rabbi Shimon, eventually to Rabbi Meir. And this is our Mishnah, this is our Torah Sheval Peh. So Lag BaOmer is a celebration of Torah Sheval Peh. And the truth is if you look into the back to the Gemara in Yevamos, so it explains so beautifully, that's why the Gemara starts out. Remember how this whole Gemara started out? Why do we begin reading today the Gemara from the beginning? Because the Darshan is the Poskim Koheles. That what? Vaboker Zara Zarecha, Uva'erev Altanach is Yadecha. Even in the beginning, in the morning, if you plant, continue to plant because you don't know what's going to happen to your Talmidim. And Rabbi Akiva himself darshaned about his Talmidim. That is the Yisod. This is the Gemara of Lag BaOmer. This Gemara in Yevamos. And what's the whole Gemara about? It's about Rabbi Akiva not giving up. And that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. And in fact, I wasn't able to make a photocopy for you, but in the Sefer Eretz HaGalil, which talks about different kfarim in different places in the Galil. So it tells us here, Lifnei Pirsumo Shel Kever Rabbi Meir, before they found Rabbi Meir's kever, anyone who's been to Tveria knows that on the road to Tveria, right on the hill is Rabbi Meir Balanes. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Balanes is Rabbi Meir from the Gemara, from Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. That's his kever. And you'll know that a little bit higher on the hill is the kever of Rabbi Akiva. So before they found the kever of Rabbi Meir, he says in the Sefer Eretz HaGalil, Hayikvaro Shar Rabbi Akiva, Achashav Yosef. That was the most chashiv kever in Tveria, was the kever of Rabbi Akiva. And Bnei Tveria Bikru Bimaros Rabbi Akiva, Biyom HaMagiyom Ba'Omer. And on Lag Ba'Omer, the people of Tveria, you know where they went? They didn't go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's kever. Where'd they go? They went to Rabbi Akiva's kever. Why'd they go to Rabbi Akiva's kever? And why is he saying before the Pearson? Because everybody knows that there's a minhag to go to Rabbi Meir's kever on Lag Ba'Omer. So what's going on here? There's a minhag to go to Rashbi's kever on Lag Ba'Omer. There's a known practice to go to Rabbi Meir's kever on Lag Ba'Omer. And this Sefer HaTzgal is telling us that actually before that, they even went to who? They went to Rabbi Akiva's kever also. And he says, Yitachein, maybe because Rabbi Akiva's kever is so high up in the hill, it's hard to get there. Once they found Rabbi Meir's kever, they started going there instead of Rabbi Akiva. You know, he's his Talmud, so they went to Rabbi Meir instead. But we don't have to suggest that. What do we see? What's so clear from our sugya? If you understand that Lag Ba'Omer is all about Rabbi Akiva teaching his Talmidim, and it's about the vibrancy of Torah, so just like we go to Rashbi, it makes perfect sense that we should go to Rabbi Akiva, then we should go to Rabbi Meir also, because we're celebrating Torah Shabbat Peh. So just in ending, I'm not taking an official stance as a representative of the yeshiva, but next week there's going to be an opportunity. The yeshiva itself is not going to go, but there'll be buses provided, perhaps in Nofai alone, or there'll be other ways that you'll find that to go up to the kever of Rashbi for Lag Ba'Omer. So first of all, as much as we want to connect to all of the deep secrets and the deep elements of Kabbalah and all of the kochos that are there, and I'm sure that they are there by the kever, we have to realize that just like the Omer, it is a building up process. You start with day one, you move to day two, you move to day three. Every person has to realize what's the healthy progression in their development as a Ben Torah. And there certainly will hopefully be a time you dedicate yourself to learning Torah. There'll be a time where Torah Sanister and connecting to the Kochos of Shum Bar Yochai and the Zohar and all these things, there'll be a time for that, for sure. But right now, our Iker focus should be on our Starim and our Gemara, and connecting to Niglah. Remember, Rav Shimon in the Gemara, Mishnah, is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You don't have to go into the Zohar to get the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You can open up almost any daf of Gemara and you can get the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And if we're celebrating the vibrancy of Torah Sheva'al Peh and the continued learning and growth of Torah Sheva'al Peh, how appropriate is it that we celebrate Lag Ba'Omer by sitting and learning, continuing our Starim, and dedicating ourselves to learning?